knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, call yourself a food critic. Ah, there are no good chefs in this city. Only clumsy amateurs.
Morning, Jack.
What a stupid thing to say.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Such trash.
Hi, Jack. Oh, I'm starved. What's for breakfast?
Garbage.
I think I'll pass.
Makes me so mad.
I don't care. I don't want any.
What?
Jack, what's wrong with you?
It's this Jason DeFarge.
Who's he?
Who's he? Who's he?
You don't know either?
It just so happens that Jason DeFarge is the most important food critic in this city.
Oh, that Jason DeFarge.
You guys want breakfast?
Yes, yes.
Then listen. There are no good chefs in this city, only clumsy amateurs. In years to come, I feel the honest seeker of fine cuisine will either have to travel or starve. Can you believe that guy?
Jack, don't take it so seriously.
Oh, man, it really...
I mean, it's just one man's opinion. You should just laugh it off. He's an idiot. Just laugh it off.
Janet,
come on,
come on. Don't take it off. The guy's an idiot.
Right.
I'll kill him. I'll tear him apart. Listen to this. I have lost all hope of finding a new chef with the talent to make a chicken croquette, let alone a poulard poché princesse.
Hey, Jack, don't you make that dish?
Other chefs make it. I create a work of art that gives new meaning to the word succulence.
What's wrong with the old meaning?
Well, I'd like to make that DeFarge eat his words.
Better yet, why don't you make him eat your poachy, your chicken?
What a good idea, Janet. I'll just mail him a chicken dinner. Do you have a large envelope?
Come on, smarty pants. I mean, have him over here.
Here?
Yeah, where else? You're not working anywhere right now.
Yeah, and if he likes the way you cook.
If? He'll love it.
Well, then why don't you invite him over? I mean, what have you got to lose?
What? You're right. I'll do it.
Yeah, Jack, and then he's going to have to write about what a good chef you are.
Good? You mean great chef.
Great, but sloppy.
Hang on. Excuse me, Mr. DeFarge.
Oh, my God, not another one.
Huh?
Ever since my article appeared in the paper, I've been besieged by young nobodies offering to cook for me. Please don't tell me you're one of those.
Well, actually, I...
Hello? Yes, I do remember eating in your restaurant. To use the term loosely. No, your name will not appear in my column. Why? Because I am showing you some mercy, which is more than you show your diners. What was wrong? Well, let's start with the pâté, which should be made with truffles. And, of course, a touch of marjoram.
Truffles and suggestion of rosemary.
Rosemary?
Trust me, marjoram mutes the tang of the endive salad, which, of course, follows.
Endive salad, you say?
With
walnuts.
Yes, and just a delicate touch of cognac dressing.
Hmm.
Which makes the perfect prelude to poulard poché français.
Poulard poché français?
Oui.
No one in town does it properly.
No one does it the way I do it.
Oh?
With tender, juicy chicken breasts.
Yeah?
Steamed with asparagus tips.
Oh.
Dripping with cream.
Hmm. And the wine?
Pouilly Fouissé.
What year?
66.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. And for dessert?
Soufflé Grand Marnier.
Oh, don't stop.
And then camembert, green grapes, soft brie.
You are killing me.
And then finally, a heated snifter of Napoleon brandy.
Oh, God, that was good. I'd go anywhere for a meal like that.
How about my house tonight?
I'll be there.
You will? That's wonderful.
But please, no one else to fawn over me. I want nothing to distract me from the food.
Don't worry, it'll just be the three of us.
Good.
You, me, and the chicken. Quack, 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 quack. Can I call you Jason? Maybe not. I'm sorry. Fork, fork, knife, spoon. Fork, fork.
Hi, Jack.
You made me lose my place.
Oh, great dinner. We're starved.
Keep away from this table.
Hey, you don't have to get huffy about it.
No, it's for Jason Defarge, the food critic.
He's coming here?
That's right.
Oh, Jack, good for you.
Wonderful, you did it.
Listen, I owe it all to you two. I'm so grateful.
Anything else we can do to help?
Yes, leave.
What happened to grateful?
No, it's not me. It's Jason Defarge. He doesn't want any distractions. He insists on being alone with me and the food. You understand, don't you?
Oh, sure. Just give us a second. We'll be out of here.
Oh,
come on, Tim.
Thanks.
Good luck, darling.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I gotta baste the chicken, start the souffle, answer the door. That can't be him. He's early.
Hi, Jack. I made it.
Chloe!
Oh,
what are you doing here?
Jack, you didn't forget our date.
No, I didn't forget. I just didn't remember it was for tonight.
Didn't remember? Do you know what I went through just to get here on time? I had to change flights with another stewardess, and then I spent the whole time waiting on a bunch of cranky passengers. But I made it, and you forgot?
Well, listen, try to understand. I've got a very important date tonight.
I thought that was me.
No, it just came up. See, I have to serve dinner to a famous food critic.
I just served dinner to 200 food critics.
This is a chance of a lifetime. It's my golden opportunity.
I just came all the way from Iceland.
I'll defrost you later. Believe me, Chloe, believe me, okay? This is the only thing on earth that would ever keep me away from you.
Is it really that important?
It is, it is. Look. Go on down to the Regal Beagle and wait for me, and I will be there just as quick as I can.
Jack, I was just thinking... Hi.
Who's this?
Janet, Chloe.
I'm Jack's roommate.
His roommate?
No, well, see,
Oh, hi. Who are you?
She's his other roommate.
Chloe, let me explain.
I don't want to hear it.
No, the two...
Do you understand me? I don't want to hear it.
Chloe.
I just flew halfway around the world to be with you, and you treat me like garbage. That's me, Chloe, the human garbage dump. Well, this time, Jack Tripper, the garbage dump is closed.
No, will you listen to me, Chloe? Chloe, just for a second. I just...
What was that all about?
My career just went into the toilet.
Jack, you better do something.
Chloe, now let's discuss this calmly. After all, we're both reasonable adults.
Eat worms and die!
Will you please get her out before Defarge gets here? I gotta finish cooking.
Jack,
I don't know what... I mean...
Hi! Anyone up for Pakwaki?
Pakwaki?
It's a fun game.
Mr. Furley, we haven't got time for games. We have an emergency.
A friend of Jack's is locked in the bathroom.
A friend of Jack's?
What's he doing? Taking a bubble bath?
It's a girl.
Oh, a girlfriend of Jack's.
Yeah.
No wonder she's crying.
Now, we've got to get her out of there.
All right, I'll handle this for you.
Oh, good.
Young lady, I'm the landlord of this building. Now, you open up that door, or you're in big trouble.
Go suck an egg!
Okay, you want to play hardball, huh?
Mr. Frilly, what are you doing?
I'm going to open the door. See, you just take a credit card. And you slip it through the lock, like this.
She took it! She took my credit card! Hey, you give me my card back! You stop behaving like a baby, you spoiled little brat!
Well, I got her to open the door. You take it from here.
Poor Jack.
Poor Jack. What about poor me?
What do you mean?
I have to go to the bathroom. Thank God.
Hi, Chloe. You feeling better?
Yeah.
Listen, I think if you give Jack a chance...
Jack!
No, Chloe, no, wait, Chloe.
Any luck? Is she out of the bathroom
yet? Yes.
Oh, good. Thank God, because that's Defarge.
She's in the bedroom.
Oh, Mr. Defarge, how nice of you to come. But you see, dinner isn't quite ready yet, and I want everything to be perfect. Excuse me. Chloe.
Don't talk to me.
Look, Mr. Defarge has arrived. I have to serve him dinner. It's business.
What about those girls? Are they business, too?
Will you forget about them? I've asked them to leave.
You have?
Yes. Now, I don't want you to go down to the Regal Beagle. I want you to stay right here, okay? And I'll have Defarge out of here by 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then it'll just be the two of us.
I'm sorry. Jet lag.
Hey, that's all right. Just, why don't you just lie down and take a nap?
Okay.
Okay? Good.
Oh.
Hold that thought. Everything's fine.
But she's
just
still...
forget about her. You guys have to leave now.
Okay, Jack. Look. Yeah.
Mr. Defarge, I'm so
sorry.
Well,
I must say, Tripper.
Excuse me.
Who have we here?
Nobody, and they're leaving.
Oh, what a pity. Food always tastes better to me in the company of lovely women.
Lovely women? They're right here. Terry, you're sitting right here. And Janet, over there's fine.
Are you sure you made enough food?
Oh, you know, a great chef always makes more than enough. Don't eat. One chair coming up. Mr. Farge, if you would do me the honor.
The honor is mine.
Excuse me.
Jason Defarge.
Teddy Olin.
Charmed.
Janet Wood.
Wood what? Delighted.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Well, I can't tell you how happy I am to have you two lovely ladies join us.
Oh.
Now, let's see, Mr. Defarge. Care for some wine?
A touch.
You know, the great chef Escoffier once remarked, a meal without wine is a hell of a lot cheaper.
Poor. Ah, good color. Exquisite bouquet. Pungent. A wine to be sipped and savored as it gently caresses the taste buds. Fill her up.
The lip is quicker than the eye.
Now, let's drink the wine as they do on the continent with our arms entwined, huh?
Why not?
Oh, but first, a toast to the ladies.
Oh.
To the flaxen-haired. And to the raven-haired. Whose beauty is so intoxicating, there is really no need for wine. Oh. Waiter.
Jack!
Yes,
Is it 10 o'clock yet?
Who is that? That's just my grandmother.
Oh.
You see, she takes her medicine at 10. Not yet, Granny. Go back to sleep. She loves your column. She reads it every day to her cats. She's a big
whore.
I'll get that, Jack. You just keep right on pouring.
A little more.
What?
I want my credit card back.
Chloe is in Jack's bedroom, and she doesn't want to be disturbed.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see about that.
Who is that? Grandpa.
Hi, honey. Oh, it seems like I've been waiting for you forever.
Shh.
Give me a little kiss.
Huh?
Come on, don't tease me.
All right, if you insist.
Mr. Crowley, did she give it to you?
Twice!
I think it's about time we ate.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I am having a good time.
Too good.
Terry, you shouldn't have pushed him away like that.
He had his hand on my knee.
Well, now he's got his hand on my knee.
I'm back.
I didn't know you were gone.
I hope you like the two hors d'oeuvres. Only two. See, they're broiled mushrooms stuffed with baby shrimp and delicately laced with sherry. Just help yourself.
What do you think he's been doing?
Ah, my darling.
Oh! Mm.
Mr. Defarge.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Oh. My sweet.
I can do this. I can do it.
What's that on the ceiling?
I don't see anything.
Mushroom?
Terrific.
I agree.
We haven't even tried it. Come on, just a nibble.
Go ahead.
Very well.
Terry, I'd like to see you in the kitchen, please.
Okay.
Gladly.
I need them.
So do I.
Enjoy yourself. That's it. The dinner is off.
Oh, no, Jack. Wait.
No, I'm sorry. This man is a drunken sex maniac. He's not going to bother you two anymore because I'm getting rid of him.
No, Jack. Now, this night is too important to you. Now, we can handle him.
Yeah, now, we're used to handling guys who come on like that. Look who we're living with.
Oh, you... I'm so sweet.
So are you.
No, I'm just...
More wine!
Oh, wine. He wants more wine. We don't have any more wine.
What?
Jack,
let's see. Oh, how about this?
That's cooking sherry. You can't serve that to a gourmet.
I won't tell him.
Yeah, but...
He'll never notice.
Yeah, but...
Cooking sherry. An excellent choice. Bold, yet primitive.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, yes. He was just telling us about his favorite recipe.
Yeah, you know, a pinch of this and a pinch of that.
Oh, I like these chicks.
Nah.
Yes, well, if you like the chicks, you will just love the chicken. Voila. Would you like a breast or a thigh?
Oh, yes.
This way.
Bon appetit.
Wait, there's something missing.
No, I think that's,
Music!
Music! Oh, of course, yes.
Sure.
Here we go. Music. Now we can eat.
No, no. Now we can dance.
Wait a minute. I don't... Oh, God. Oh, Mr. DuBar, your dinner's getting cold.
Oh, but I'm getting warm.
Excuse me, may I cut in?
Oh, certainly. There's plenty for everybody.
Ah,
now the flaxen hair beauty.
No, no, wait, wait. Business? This is business?
Yes, it is. Chloe, listen to me.
Don't call me Chloe.
No, what?
And don't call me ever, you mealy-mouth, two-timing.
Tripper, don't tell me that you have been mistreating this enchantress.
Excuse me?
Oh, why, this is a woman of great passion. A woman who should be treated with tenderness, awe, and respect. Jason Defarge, the city's leading food critic.
Chloe Brown, I must do.
My favorite dish.
Now he tells me.
Would you care to join me for a night on the town?
Oh, I'd love it.
Wait a second, wait, what about dinner?
Oh, no, thanks. I couldn't eat another bite. Young man, you must learn never to stuff your guests.
How do you like that? The guy is so drunk he thinks he ate dinner.
Let's hope he thinks he liked it.
And gives you a good review.
I don't care about any review.
Oh, come on, you don't mean that.
No, a review means nothing to me. You know what really upsets me? Is that I had let a man walk into this apartment and treat you two girls like dirt. And to top it off, he walks out with my girl.
Well, why didn't you stop him, Jack?
Well, it all happened so fast, I didn't have a chance.
Ripper.
Now's your chance.
Right. Defarge, I want to say something to you.
Tripper, I just came back to tell you that I am going to give your dinner an excellent review. Tomorrow, everyone will know what a wonderful chef you are.
Come on, Slugger. Tell him.
Right. Thank you and have a wonderful evening. Stop by. I got it, Janet, I got it. Jason Defarge's review. Terry?
What's yes, here.
I don't know, I'm afraid to look. Here, you read it to me, Terry.
Oh, you're so silly, Jack. Oh, no.
What?
Today is the last day of the sale of Kruger's.
Would you give me that?
Well,
I have to do everything myself. You read it to me, Janet.
Okay. Listen to this headline. Great chef discovered.
I'll take it from here. Great chef discovered. Yeah. To all those interested in culinary delights, I command you to remember this name. Jack Kipper. Oh. Kipper?
Kipper? Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, you poor fish.
Guy.
What do I do now?
Change your name.
Hi. Look what I found in my mailbox.
What? Oh, Chloe gave you back your credit card. That's terrific.
Oh, really? She also left a note. Listen to this. Jason Defarge forgot his wallet, but thanks to you and your credit card, we had a wonderful night on the town.
Taped in front of a studio audience.